I love that jingle so much. You actually won't understand. Anyway, hello, my loves, and welcome back to Just a Girl. I hope we have all had a good week and have been taking care of ourselves. And I hope we're excited to go back to school tomorrow. I'm not. I know most people have gone back to school on Monday. So that really sucks for you. But yeah, school tomorrow. Can't wait. Anyway, I had my friend Ella over yesterday. And sorry, there's noises in my house and it's freaking me out because I don't know why there is. Anyway, the second she saw my room, I think she had like a mini heart attack and started folding all my clothes on my floor because she's literally a mum and she helped me clean it. And it gave me the kick I needed because, you know, when you want to clean your room, but it's just so much, like it's so overwhelming and there's just shit everywhere. That was me. But Ella's helped me clean it and now it's spotless. Like I can actually see the floor. I even cleaned my carpet. There was like a big green stain on it. I actually don't know what that was. I don't want to know. It's clean. It doesn't matter. I hoovered. I've made my bed this morning. Hung my clothes up. I'm on a roll. Clean girl era incoming. Anyway, so now I'm very happy. And today I want to speak about social media and how it implicates your mental health. So I hope you enjoy. As most of the world do, I have many different social medias. And I think that there are many different aspects of social media that people should be more aware of. Social media can be great sometimes. For example, it is a place where you can find podcasts like mine, although none of them will be as good as mine, obviously, of people sharing advice and speaking out about mental health. It has also provided new jobs and a space where you can connect with people all over the world. However, when dealing with mental health, social media can be incredibly damaging. I feel like people on social media attempt to normalise mental health to the point it's glamorised. And while speaking about mental illness and the struggles involved is incredibly important in breaking the damaging stigma, is vital and necessary for protecting the people of the world, especially young people. Breaking stigma will save the lives of vulnerable young people who suffer so intensely. Suicide is the second leading cause of death among young people. People need to know about how suicidal people can hide their feelings until it's too late. Social media allows people to discuss and bring awareness on how before their attempt, nobody knew it was that bad. This is the same for me. Before I attempted, people knew I was feeling low, but it wasn't visible that I was so depressed at that time, as it often isn't. To think I could have been one of those statistics haunts me, and it is a massive part of the reason I wanted to start this podcast. I'm determined to use social media to lower this statistic, even if I only help one person. Limiting my use of social media has greatly helped me. Seeing upsetting posts can take me back into a low place almost instantly. And when speaking to my friends, I know they experience the same. Seeing these upsetting posts can also lead to you finding comfort in the darkness of depression and aid in the feelings of not wanting to get better. It can also make you feel like a burden. I once saw a post on someone talking about how they felt awful for what they put their family through during their depression, which was something I hadn't really thought about. I became obsessed with this idea just from seeing one post. Social media posts can also share different ideas on how to hide self-harm, how to harm yourself, and promote other destructive behaviours. It is beyond harrowing to see how people want to promote such destructive behaviours, especially to teenagers who are incredibly vulnerable and impressionable. The disordered eating culture on social media can also be truly horrific. It is incredibly easy to access destructive posts about disordered eating, and I find it shocking that social media platforms such as Twitter are so unbothered about these large growing communities who post content which is intended to promote disordered eating and aid people in getting worse. To protect young children and young adults, social media platforms must be more dedicated to banning and monitoring such accounts. In order to protect myself from these accounts, I first deleted platforms such as Twitter, which is notorious for allowing these accounts. It removed any temptation to look for this content. When on TikTok, for example, if an account promoting destructive behaviours of any sort appears on my For You page, I will instantly block the account, ensuring... I was fully in the middle of recording this episode and the doorbell rung so loud. Anyway, it's fine. I cut it out. As I was saying, I block the account, ensuring that I no longer see such content. When I feel low, I delete social media entirely, including things such as Snapchat. I need to allow myself to deal with my emotions without risking seeing posts that will only make me feel worse. Social media can be so damaging and impactful. People can post whatever they want, whether it's true or not. I once saw a woman on YouTube post a video telling people that depression is all in their heads, basically saying all they need to do to get better is stop being depressed. If only it was that bloody easy, I would have figured everything out a long time ago. People like this further stigmatise mental health and promote the idea that people who suffer with mental illness are attention seekers. Social media can also increase anxiety for no reason, such as people who take it upon themselves to self-diagnose people over the internet. The internet is also full of fake news and conspiracy theories, which further heighten anxiety of people, including people that post those videos such as, if you don't do such and such, something bad will happen. It's the same as those silly chain messages that went around when we were younger. It's easy for some people to say, well, of course nothing will happen. But for people who suffer with certain mental health conditions, it can be almost impossible to differentiate between what is fact and what is fiction. The unrealistic standards on social media are also incredibly damaging. There is no way in hell I will ever wake up at 5 a.m. every day and journal for an hour. I don't have enough to say, and I don't do enough in my life to journal for an hour. I'm not lazy, and waking up at 5 a.m. will not improve my mental health. It will make me tired and grumpy, and everyone will be annoyed at me for never shutting up about how tired I am. Nobody's life is how it appears on social media. You are not failing at life because your life isn't like influencers on TikTok. You're still so beautiful even if you don't look like people on TikTok, and that is because in real life, not everyone has fillers and filters. Blemishes are natural. We all have spots. We all have scars such as stretch marks. You're not weird because you have them. You are normal. I also want to touch on the topic of porn. Porn is so damaging for young developing minds as it promotes sexual violence and unrealistic body standards. And although, yes, I do feel incredibly awkward speaking about porn on a podcast I know my family listen to. Hi, Mum. I think it is so important people are aware that porn is not real life. And if you don't want the violence that is portrayed in porn, that is completely fine. Social media can make people who just want normal sex seem weird. The amount of TikTok posts I've seen about people demonising standard, quote-unquote, boring sex is wild to me. Social media can be great. It can be simple entertainment, a place to destigmatise topics, and a place to connect with people all over the world. However, I hope this podcast had shed light on the negative sides of it. Please allow yourself time off social media, and allow yourself to form your own views and opinions without the influence of social media. At some point this week, delete TikTok or Instagram at least for an hour and let yourself breathe, without destructive posts and unrealistic body standards being thrown at you from every angle. That's your homework for the week. Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you want to contact me, I have my email address in my bio, and I'd love to hear from you. That's all for now. Bye-bye.